Welcome to the November 2nd, 2023 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, sponsored by our valued partner, Troon, where your team and Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. Today's Fortnite is titled, The Business Case for Golf's Dressing Down, written by our Chief Research Officer, David Lorenz. Did you know wearing a white lab coat has been scientifically proven to increase focus? That dressing elegantly enhances abstract thinking, which is essential to creativity and problem solving. What we wear matters, apparently. Emerging viewpoints in the world of science suggest the garments we adorn can affect our negotiating skills, athletic performance, posture, motivation, mood, and hormone levels. Psychologists at Northwestern coined a term for this phenomenon, quote-unquote, enclothed cognition. Who would have thought our clothes had such power? It's out of this power that fashion is born, one of the most essential forms of self-expression and empowerment. It's encouraging, then, that golf is experiencing a fashion movement. This shift has been chronicled by GQ magazine, likely to the surprise of those who, just a couple years ago, wouldn't have put golf and fashion movement in the same sentence. Writing about the best clothing brands in 2023, GQ notes, is a much heartier and more entertaining endeavor than it would have been, say, a decade ago, when the industry was still dominated by sportswear giants and conservative pro shop brands. As exciting and opportune as this trend sounds, we can't ignore a competing dynamic that governs our sport and inherently stands in the way of self-expression. Golf's dress code. Kaiser's College of Golf explains dress codes keep new and veteran golfers in line with the traditions of the game. In a recent NGF survey of golf professionals and GMs at public golf facilities, almost 60% told us a participant dress code is necessary in all or most cases. Necessary for what, though? There's nothing in golf's original or current rulebook that stipulates appropriate attire. So is golf's dress code a competitive advantage? Does it positively differentiate our sport and industry? Has it future-proofed our business? Will it continue to? One of the most dangerous phases in business is complacency, doing things without truly knowing why and without realizing the effects, simply because that's the way we've always done it. Enforcing strict dress codes at public golf courses in all or most cases seems to teeter on the edge of complacency. Our research proves as such. 44% of those same course professionals who endorse dress codes in virtually all public golf settings also believe a relaxed dress code would make the game appealing for more people. And guess what? They're right. Almost 70% of prospective non-golfers believe a relaxed dress code would increase their likelihood to play on-course golf. Golf's dress policies are as much a business discussion as a philosophical one, particularly when you consider that failure to become comfortable in the golf environment remains a leading factor in customer attrition. Perhaps we've been looking at things the wrong way. Perhaps we're under-leveraging the power of clothing and fashion. Well, that wraps up this edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Don't forget to check out NGF's services and membership options on our website at ngf.org. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back again in the fortnight.